people, listeners, former listeners, I guess I should say.
I know Pete probably won't even get the update that a new
It's
episode came out.
oh man, man, it's like a blast from the past.
It's been a
We
while.
are back.
It's been a year.
It has been about a year, man. So, what's going on, man? What's
Man, crazy, man. So yeah, last year I ended up getting deployed, so I came back to find out my company wasn't holding me on as an employee. So I deployed in my reserve unit, and then my company basically fired me while I was gone. And so,
Man.
shout out to Jutangible, the terrible organization that that company is. But I mean, I don't know if they're terrible. They let me go, so they're terrible to me. And then, yeah, so I actually ended up getting a job. I'm up here in the DC area now. So I've been running around getting everything set up with that last couple months. So yeah, it's been crazy. But yeah, and went deployed to the desert. Then, went on the cruise. You didn't go, missed you. But you didn't go on this one, did you? Right? You go on
Nah,
this one?
nah,
Yeah, I didn't think
nah, I
so.
ain't go.
Yeah. Nah, it
I
was
ain't go.
dope. You missed out. We went to so I got back. We got extended on the deployment because that's how that goes. It's always fun. And then I got back end of June. We went on a cruise to 7 day cruise. We went to the started off in Miami, went to Cayman Islands, went to Jamaica, went to Cozumel in Mexico. So it was pretty dope. All in all. Actually, honestly, even the deployment was dope. I met a lot of dope people. J-Rod, Murkison, those were two of the homeboys I kicked it with. Stephanie Carrizosa, she was cool while we was out there. That was my spades partner. We dominated, of course, because I don't be losing like that. So but other than that, same old, same old. Now I'm back, full swing of things. All about an RV, so that's dope.
Word, word.
Yeah, nah, it's
So, living in DC, huh?
I mean, kinda. I'm staying with the cousin, Dee Dee up here, so I'm staying with her right now.
Out to Dee Dee. Shout out to Dee Dee.
Yeah,
Yeah,
nah,
so
she let me invade her home, so that was dope.
I went to work, and I just, in the course of conversation, I said, my nephew is thinking about moving in with me for a little bit, and
Yep.
everybody in the room kind of paused and looked at me and was like, "How long is he planning to make that commute?" And I said, "I don't know, but I mean, he said, he can work it out, and it's still cheaper than
Thought
buying
about so
or
this
renting."
is what if the people at work wouldn't have told me how unreliable the VRE was, I probably would have did it. Cause it's a couple people at work right now. They drive an hour every day. So it would have been, would have just driven to the VRE station and then rode the train in. So a lot of people do it already. So it wouldn't have been, I mean, I guess y'all think it's crazy, but a lot of people I know in the intel
I
world, they do it
mean,
all the time.
listen, I, bro, I was thinking the exact same thing. I say, "Oh, I just moved to Fredericksburg and then catch
Yeah.
the train up." But then I saw how
Yeah,
much the
'cause
train costs, and I was like, "Well,
yeah.
damn, that's a car payment."
So, but I mean, even here, like my company supplements my parking garage payment, so that's cool. But my parking garage is it's almost $200 a month. So
I believe
and then so I mean, you if I'm taking a VRE, I wouldn't be driving, so that's just I would basically just transfer my VR or my parking pass payment to the VRE, essentially was the idea. But nah, they said the VRE was unreliable, so then I ended up having to drive into work even longer. So that's the only reason I didn't do it, is they said the VRE isn't reliable. I don't know if that's slander. I don't know if the VRE can sue me. But if they can, I apologize. This is just what I've been told. I've never used the VRE.
Man.
But
That's the
so that's the
reputation
only
they
reason
got, and that's the reputation they got, so.
right. That's the only reason I didn't do it, because everybody said the VRE was unreliable. So I just go in. It's crazy up here though. Like I don't blame anybody for living an hour and a half, even 2 hours away. It's like they want it for in Crystal City, by where I work, they wanted 2,300 for a studio apartment, like not
Yeah.
even utilities or nothing included. Like that's just the norm around here, and that's crazy. So yeah,
Yes.
I was but I mean, I'm a contractor, so who knows if I'm gonna be up here long term anyway. I go
Hell yeah.
I go with the wind, and the wind is usually where the money is, so that's what I follow.
Yeah, I know all about that contractor life,
Like
yes, sir. I know all about that contractor life.
whoever's got the best contract, willing to pay me the most, that's who I'm willing to rock with. So that's why I can't be too mad about my old company, because I would have left them if somebody was gonna pay me more anyway. So they just
Yeah,
did it
yeah.
the way they did it. Like I was deployed, so it was trash. That's
Yeah.
just, but
Isn't that
yeah,
illegal?
man. Technically, but they found a loophole, because they technically didn't, they didn't fire me. They ended up selling their contract to another company, so the other company went on the hook.
Ah, that the other company didn't pick y'all back.
So
Gotcha,
then it was
gotcha.
like the other company was like, yeah, we'll honor it, we'll hold on to your spot. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm supposed to be back in May, but I ended up getting back in June because it got delayed. But yeah, I told them, I was like, I'll be back in May. This is like the end of February. They were like, ah, best we can do is a week. We can hold it for a week. And I was like, I'm not gonna be back in a week. They're like, well,
Yeah.
I guess in a week that spot will be up for grabs, because they don't get money unless somebody's billing it. So unless somebody's
Yeah,
keep
yeah,
billing
yeah,
those
yeah.
hours. Yeah. So,
No,
but
I
all right,
get it.
man,
I get it.
that's it. I was told people don't want to hear us monologue. So let's get to
Oh,
these
really?
sports. I mean, some people are haters, man. That's just what I was told. But I was
Hey,
like,
man, let them
hey,
hate.
man,
Let them hate.
hey, I'm a
Listen,
monologue. That's
man.
what I do.
7 minutes, man. 7 minutes. I think
We
they'll be all right.
ain't got nothing. I don't even know what we're gonna talk about today anyway, man. It's all over the place. So we just catching up at
Well,
this point. This ain't even a real episode. We're really just catching up.
it really isn't. It really isn't.
We just making sure we got all the bells and whistles right. We lost the audio, so or the intro music, so we already starting
Yeah,
off poorly.
I
We
gotta
needed
find it,
a
man. Yeah,
yeah.
you gotta knock the dust off, man. It's, I guess it's like
This is
riding a
like our warm-up game.
bike,
Yeah, this is our warm-up game. This is like the version of Alabama playing like, Miami Christian Baptist Jewish School for the Blind. And then, they're gonna lose. They're gonna beat them 100-0. But, they just getting their players warmed up. That's what this is. This is us getting warmed up, That's we trying to get ready for the season.
All right. So, obviously we've missed a bunch
Everything,
of
everything,
stuff.
all of last season's sports. The start of the
Yes.
actually college football is over. So I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
we gotta get into that, playoff committee. All right, hold on. I do got one thing I want to talk to you. I want to ask you, what do you think? So, track people, right? They weird. They a weird group. I don't know if they weird because they ain't got no professional league that's like nationally televised or what. They hating. I don't know, but they basically keep going on and on about they don't like that basketball, the NBA and the NFL say that they're world champs. And their logic is, it makes no sense. Their logic is, you can't be world champs because you don't play everybody in the world. And that's what the Olympics are for, is what I keep trying to explain to people. So the world champ is that all the best players play in around the world, play in the NBA. That's why when Giannis here, that's why Jokic's here, all the best players play in the world. And so if you take the world champs from the US and played against every other professional basketball league or football league, the US team is going to win. So the Chiefs are going to beat every professional football team in the world. The Nuggets are going to beat every professional basketball team in the world that's not in the NBA. I mean, and they beat everybody in the NBA. They won the championship. So their idea of this world championship thing is they think when you say world champion, that means the Nuggets would play the Olympic team version of Spain. So then all the players from Spain who play on their national team would play against the Nuggets. That's not what that is. That's called the Olympics. The world championship, like them being world champions, means the best team, which is the Nuggets last year, would play the best team from Europe's league, the best team from China's league, the best team. It's not the best players, it's the best team. That's where the world championship ideology comes from. So, but track people only play against, or they only race and compete against other teams from other countries, so they can't grasp this concept. So I keep trying to explain to them, like, so if the Nuggets were to play the best team from, where's Joker from? Slovenia, something like
Yeah,
that.
Slovakia.
Whatever, one of them ex-Russian countries. So if the Nuggets were to play them, Joker wouldn't go play for that team. He would play for his team, the Nuggets, and they would
He'd
play the
still
best
be
team
the Nuggets, yeah.
from that league. They're not playing the best team from, they're not playing the best players from each country. That's what the Olympics are for. The world, like them being world champs, mean they're the best professional sports team in basketball. And that's why I keep trying to explain to people, but they don't get that. So, you know, hopefully I can spread that wisdom to people and they can understand where the people who say they're world champs, where they're coming from. And, you know, I know track people, they probably will still push back data because they don't get it. But when you say you're, when NBA players and NFL players say they're the world champs, they're not talking about from on an Olympic scale, like best players from a country versus the Nuggets. They're talking about best professional teams. That's the world championship. So, but you know,
Yeah.
that's the argument that I've been having for the last like 4 or 5 months. But you
All
know,
right. Well,
track
they
people don't get it, man. It is crazy. Like I said, they're, you know, sprinters and I mean just about every track sport or track event, I should say.
individual events,
Yeah, like
yeah,
it's, but like
for
I
the
mean,
most part, yeah.
they're impressive athletes, like 100 meter sprinters and
Oh,
stuff
yeah,
like
no
that. Like
doubt.
they're impressive athletes, but they don't get the concept, and that's what's killing them.
Shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson, who got a $20 million endorsement deal. I didn't see the company, but
Impressive.
I literally just saw that headline not too long ago. So I guess
Yeah.
she's back.
Hey, man. That's good for her, you know, bounce back. Hopefully, and this is probably going to be controversial, but I hope she keeps some better people in her circle that, you know, can say, hey, you got got the Olympics coming up. You should probably chill, like, you know, but maybe I'm tripping, but I would hope that the people in her circle, if she decides to do something that might get her hemmed up by the OIC this time, that they would say, no, ma'am. Let's get this dub first, and then you can do whatever you want afterwards. Like Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps smokes weed with the best of them, but he does it after. So, you know, or maybe he does it before, and I'm, you know, I don't know how the OIC
You
works, and
just
maybe they
don't
just
get
targeted
caught
her. Yeah, exactly. So maybe I don't know. Maybe when I get some more credentials, I'll understand what's going on.
there. There we
Yeah,
go. There we
man.
go. All right. So, college football. I know you want to talk about Florida State and the
Man, so
snub.
I will say, I'll say this. Idea of the of Alabama being in, I didn't think Florida State was a good team before the snub. I mean, they were undefeated, they won the ACC, whatever. So yeah, the argument can be made that they should be in. My issue is with the committee as a whole. The committee is a bunch of cowards. This is why I feel like the committee and everything that votes on things related to athletes, so MVP votes, like I like the way the Heisman does it. Like they let old players vote, or like Hall of Fame players get into the Hall of Fame. I feel like those types of committees and stuff should have some type of player on that committee. Because so if you look at the committee, it's a bunch of athletic directors and it is some business people that probably just know people who are on the committee. Like a bunch of people who push papers. Like, I don't know, maybe they were athletes at one point, but they're out of touch to me at this point. Like, they're just, I mean, I get it. ESPN has a billion-dollar deal with the SEC, so it'd be crazy for them to leave them out of the
And I mean that's what it all
ESPN-sponsored college
boils
football
down
playoff.
to.
You're right.
Yeah, come
You're right.
on.
But
That
what my issue is with the committee is they were cowards because instead of saying from the jump, hey, Florida State lost their quarterback, we're not going to put them in the top four. They put them in the top four, hoping that Louisville would do the hard work
then
for them
Louisville would
and beat
win,
them.
or then
Exactly.
Georgia would win,
Or
and
Florida would beat Florida State or whatever. So instead of them manning up and saying that from the jump, like, hey, we don't think y'all are that good anymore if you lost your quarterback. They waited, and then they did something that hasn't been done since the committee started. They bumped somebody down for winning. So you put them there, and then you said, oh, well, you lost your quarterback, so we got to bump you down, which is it's a trash reason to bump them down. I think the gripes and
I
the
mean,
complaints.
especially when you did the exact opposite for Ohio State
Exactly. Who lost
once
two
upon a time.
quarterbacks? Who lost two quarterbacks? And whereas Florida State lost two quarterbacks, but one of them just has a concussion. Like he'll be
Yep,
back. The
he would have
backup
been
quarterback will
back.
be back.
He would
Yeah.
have been back. Yep.
So, and then what gets me is the perceived bias that ESPN and everybody has right now. So everybody just automatically assuming off rip, Alabama's gonna stomp Michigan. But they're forgetting that this isn't like Alabama's getting hot. They're rolling right now. But let us not forget, it took a miracle, fourth and 31 pass for them to beat Auburn. They also struggled against Arkansas. That was a 3-point win. They struggled against a down Texas A&M team that just lost their coach because they didn't meet expectations. So, and then, I mean, yeah, they benched Milroe, but
The
struggled against they
ACC
struggled
had
against
a
South
winning
Florida.
record against them. Oh
Yes, they did.
yeah, no
The
doubt.
ACC had
No
a
doubt.
winning record against the SEC. The SEC is down this year. The Big Ten's down
Oh
this
yeah,
year
no
too.
doubt.
So I understand
This
that.
would
The
have
best
been the year to lead
anybody
them
who
out.
watch anybody who watched college football this year, you can't tell me the Pac-12 wasn't the best conference this year.
Oh
I've never
yeah.
said that before. I've never said that before.
They were
Pac-12 was
were
the
easily
best
the
conference.
deepest.
Yes, top to bottom.
And
Yes.
it's
And
sad to say
that's
because
another thing. The fact that Washington wasn't ranked number one. Washington has more quality wins than Michigan. Washington should have been ranked
yes, they
number one,
do.
but nobody's
Yes,
talking
they
about
yes.
that because of the snub. That's what I'm saying. Like the committee is a joke. It's a joke.
It is. It is.
It's a joke. It's
It
they're they
is.
were supposed to be better than the BCS, and they're not. But
It's the exact same thing.
yes.
I will say this. I have enjoyed just watching Florida State's fans
Yeah.
like just
Yeah.
absolutely melt down over the
Oh yeah.
past couple of days.
Oh
That
yeah.
has been enjoyable.
But
And people say that, oh well, next year it wouldn't have happened once the playoff was expanded.
yeah, because they said the
True.
ACC stopped them from
Yeah,
expanding it this year, so it's really the SEC's
and I mean, yeah,
ACC's fault.
and there's blame to go around. But here's the thing. So say it's next year. There are 12 teams. ACC gets an auto bid, but same thing as this year. Florida
Well,
State being ranked fifth.
somebody would have been left out this year anyway. So
No doubt. But I'm saying, next
somebody would
year,
have. Well, no, I'm
you're
saying in the
costing
12
them,
teams.
Oh yeah.
Because
But e not even
Liberty
that. Not
would
even
have
at the
been
end of the
12 teams.
line. I'm just talking about top four seeds get home bids.
Oh,
Well, top
yeah.
four seeds get byes,
The buys,
and then they
yeah.
get to host a home game.
And then the next. No. The top four. So the top four get a bye, and then
Top four get a bye, and
the
then
next four
next
host,
four
and
host,
then
and
so the
then
top
the top
four.
four
No, it.
host.
No, they wouldn't host. It's going to be bowl games. So it's going to be the Sugar Bowl. It's going to be
Oh,
the Orange Bowl.
okay. I
It's
got
going to
top.
be
Okay.
the Cotton Bowl. And then I forgot what the other one they brought in was. So yeah, they just expanded. Nah, come on. You know the bowl games, the second round of the tournament, the bowl games aren't going to miss out on that money. So the first
Damn
round of
bowl
the tournament
game.
is just, it's just a what? Like this year, it would have, I think 12 teams is too many. So this year, the 12 team playoff, it would have been rematches. So it would have been, well, besides Liberty. So it would have been a rematch. It would have been
Yeah.
a Ohio State Penn State rematch, and it would have been a Ole Miss Georgia rematch. Nobody wants to watch that unless you're local to the SEC or local to the Big Ten. Like, it's just going to be a bunch of rematches. So I think 12 teams is too many. But you know, they're again, they're not going to miss out on that money. So the they're going to keep it at 12 just so. But they're still going to have they're still going to have the same issues because
Yeah,
the
it just slides down.
right, exactly. So Liberty would have taken somebody's spot and everybody would have been up in arms. Oh, why is Liberty in? So the 12 team playoff, it would have been Oregon, Missouri, Florida State, Liberty, Georgia, Ole Miss, Ohio State, Penn State. So I mean, it would have just been rematches all around, and then it would have went into, and then after that, it would have went into they would play the winners, the four people who had the byes, and those would have been bowl games, and whatever bowl games they're going to be, they'll, I mean, that's probably fluid at this point. But
Yeah.
to say like to say, what you call it, Florida State didn't deserve it because they didn't, or they're supposed to be worse than Alabama.
Well, you
Especially,
know,
hold on,
they
listen to the reason.
always move the
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
goalpost.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. A guy that after the first week, after the loss of Texas, the media and Alabama coaches didn't even believe in Milroe. They benched him. Not only did they bench him, they gave him a DNP against South Florida when the other two quarterbacks played like garbage. They still didn't put him in, and the other two were terrible. So don't tell me Alabama believes in this guy. He's still up and down. When he's on, he's amazing. When he's not, he struggles, and the team struggles. That's why they almost lost to that's why they almost lost to Auburn, a team that gave up
Yeah.
almost 260 rushing yards to Auburn. You're telling me Michigan, yeah, they have offensive line problems, but Michigan has one of the best running back tandem in the country. If they get going with their running game and it's proven that you can run on Alabama, they can play with them. So I don't understand. Everybody just assumes like, oh, since they're in the playoffs, this is one of Nick Saban's old teams. But compared to Nick Saban's teams, this isn't one of the better Alabama teams. Like if you had to rank
Yeah.
all of Nick Saban's teams, this would be the on the latter half. And that probably is a testament to how great Nick Saban's teams are. That's not saying that this team, but they're giving this Alabama team the respect of old Alabama teams when this Alabama team is more beatable than some of the other Alabama teams of old. So I think it's crazy to say, like my homeboy lost immediately after the brackets was released. He said he's got Bama by three touchdowns. Like, yo, where are you getting this from? For what? Because
Wow.
they're hot right now, because they beat Georgia. So it's the last thing you saw was them beat Georgia, a Georgia team that was hobbled on offense, but was still able to get big chunk plays on this Alabama defense. This Alabama defense isn't what it used to be. They're beatable. So the idea that you're just writing off Michigan, you're just following the narrative. You're just buying into the SEC bias, the SEC that was down this year. So you're just buying into the hype just to buy into the hype. And it's not what it was. The SEC had a down year. Like top to bottom,
Yeah.
the SEC had a down year. So
Yes, they did.
I mean, you know, your Heisman Trophy winner, my guess, is from the SEC, in Jaden Daniels, and they had to pad his stats. Like, who were they playing? Western Kentucky or something crazy like that? And they're up 30 or 40 points, and they're still throwing 50-yard bombs just so they can
Yeah.
spoon feed him the Heisman. Like, instead of just doing taking care of business, whereas Bo Nix, who I think should win the Heisman, because I mean, he, yeah, Jaden Daniels had an amazing year, but Bo Nix played amazing on and on a better, not a better schedule, yeah, a better schedule, because the Pac-12 was better this year than the SEC. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'll say that, a better schedule, because the Pac-12 was better. So he played against better competition, in my opinion, and they weren't patting his stats. Like Bo Nix was in Oregon were up 28 or 30 points, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. Whereas Jaden Daniels, they just were still trying to spoon feed him the Heisman. Don't get me wrong, in the games where, if we just go by like game by game comparison as far as big game, then yeah, Jaden Daniels has the Heisman easy, because in big games, even when LSU lost, that he still dominated, and he dominated on a fashion that if his defense was any good, they would probably be undefeated and probably the number one seed. That's how well he played. But Bo Nix did it against better competition, and they didn't have to pad his stats. So that's why I think the argument can be made for Bo Nix. That's why I'm leaning towards Bo Nix winning it, because he played tougher competition and they weren't padding his stats. But that doesn't take away from Jaden Daniels having an amazing season. Because like I said, when they did play teams that were ranked and gave them an actual game and they didn't have to pad his stats, he played well. He played really well. He's the reason that they were even in it. But yeah, I mean, speaking of which, that goes back to my other point. LSU has the potential Heisman winner, right? And yeah, there are games where he padded his stats, but the games where he didn't, where they actually played against people, he played well. So they played Florida State in game one. Florida State stomped them 45-24. They dog walked them. And Florida State's defense is legit. So you're telling me that they beat the Heisman Trophy, potential Heisman Trophy winner. They beat the potential Heisman Trophy winner from the SEC. But you're telling me the SEC is so dominant that Alabama is so much better than Florida State that they shouldn't have been in. And this is another reason why the committee is a joke. You know what the committee did? Supposedly the committee called three random coaches and said, what team would you not want to play?
Oh, yeah.
And those random coaches said Alabama. So because those three random coaches said, I don't want to play Alabama right now, they said, oh, well, then Alabama must be better than Florida State. What type of logic is that? What type of logic is that? And sure, from top to bottom, especially with Travis out, like, yeah, they probably are better than Florida State. But that, your reasoning being, well, we talked to three random coaches and they said they don't want to play Alabama. Well, who are your three random coaches, first of all? Because do any of those three random coaches even have a team worth talking about? Like, those three random coaches, who are they from? Where are they from? Do they have any biases? Because that's another thing that you have to realize. They get a check for the SEC schools making it to the conference gets a check if their team makes it to the playoff. So if you ask three SEC coaches, why you telling me they don't have a bias? They don't have a bias to see Alabama in? Or did you ask three random coaches from an FCS school who wouldn't want to play anybody? Like, who are you asking? Like, where are you getting this from? Like, it's just the committee's a joke. I think the committee needs to be former players. Not just players who play.
They need to outline criteria. They need to put it on paper.
That's another and thing. They can't put it on paper because then they can't move the goalpost. So last year they said, actually every year except this year, they said, we get the four most deserving teams. And now this year, out of nowhere, it's the four best teams. So what are you doing? Are you doing most deserving? Or are you doing four best? Because I can make an argument. This isn't the four best teams. Like, there's an argument to be made. This still is the four best teams.
Yeah, well, Georgia's if you wanted the four best teams, Georgia would be in. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. So don't tell me it's the four best teams. And I'm going to be honest with you. Texas is lucky. Texas is lucky that their first game was against Alabama. Because if Texas's first game wasn't against Alabama, they'd be out too. If Texas was undefeated and their only loss was to Oklahoma, but that first game wasn't to Alabama, they'd be out too. The only reason Texas is in is because you can't put Alabama in and not put Texas in, because Texas stomped Alabama in Tuscaloosa. That's the only reason that Texas is in. Now, they won't admit that, But that's the only reason Texas is in. If it wasn't for
Yeah.
Texas beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa, it would be Michigan, Washington, Alabama, Georgia. So, like, it would have been really, and it's funny because everybody blames the they blame excuse me, they blame the ACC, the Big Ten, and Pac-12, and little Pac, to ban the to stop the playoff from expanding early. And the reason they did that is because they didn't want loaded SEC slate for the college
The
football playoff.
SEC.
They didn't want all the biases that is the SEC. And granted, now this was before the Big Ten got the Pac-12 teams that they got. So at the time, it was looking like with the SEC getting Oklahoma and Texas, it was looking like it was going to be an all SEC affair as far as the majority of the teams. Now it's basically the SEC and the Big Ten playoff.
SEC
Yeah,
and Big Ten. Well, if
you
you
might as well not
and
even
look
call
at
it
the
the college
field,
football playoff.
all four of them are
Yeah.
or will be in the SEC
Yeah.
or Big Ten.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So like this was before. So they made that pact before, but it at the time they did it to try to prevent SEC bias. So everybody's saying,
Well,
oh,
the Big Ten
blame.
was just buying time.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying everybody's blaming the ACC for joining that pact, saying like, oh, if you guys wouldn't have blocked it, you'd still there'd be a 12-team playoff and Florida State would be in it. And no, you guys are missing the bigger point. They blocked the expansion early to stop the SEC bias, and then by the committee showing
It
SEC
happened
bias, all you did
anyway.
was prove their point. Like
It
it's not a
happened
matter.
anyway.
Yeah, it's not a matter of oh, you shouldn't have blocked it because then you did. You're still proving their point. There's still SEC bias running rampant through the college football playoff committee. And like I said, I get it. It's all about money. Like now, if they came out and said that, if they came out and were like, hey, we're about money. Like, that's what this is about. We're looking for the best team so we can make the most money. Then I get it. We can talk about that. If you just tell me straight up that it's a business, I'm good with that. But don't lie and say, oh, well, we're trying to get the best teams. Like, nah, man. You're trying to get the teams that you'll make the most money out of. So yeah, that's and like so like there's a conspiracy that after the TCU game, the committee got together and they said, we'll never let this happen again because Georgia beat TCU so bad and we had to talk to our sponsors about never letting that happen again. And I don't know, man. I don't know how much the sponsors care. You think Dr. Pepper
Well,
care hold on. You think Dr. Pepper cares that the Big Ten championship was terrible? You know how much did you watch the Big Ten championship game?
no.
Every 5 minutes was a
I flipped
commercial. It
back
was
and forth, yeah.
like a 4 or 5 hour game, it felt like. Cause
But
they kick off, they go to commercial. They score a touchdown, they go to commercial.
go to
They kick off,
commercial,
they go
yeah.
to commercial. They come back, they run a play, it'd be a timeout, somebody gets hurt, they go to commercial. They'd have 3 or 4 commercials on one drive. And every time they did a commercial, Dr. Pepper fans bill. Dr. Pepper's fans bill. I
Yeah.
watched so many Dr. Pepper commercials, I went out and bought a 12-pack. Like they got me. They got me. I wanted so much Dr. Pepper after that game. So you think they care that the Big Ten Championship was terrible? No. They showed that Fansville commercial every 5 minutes.
And I think I saw earlier that it still got about 10 million viewers.
Oh, that's another thing. You want to
Even
hold on.
though they
So
played nobody. Well,
so
I mean,
you want
Iowa got a defense, but
I
yeah.
was defenses that so me and my homeboy Jimmy, we were talking about it. We were saying if you put Iowa's defense on USC's
Oh,
Iowa's defense with USC's offense,
unstoppable.
yeah, they wouldn't be able to
Unstoppable.
be touched. Nobody would be able to touch them. So but no, the top most watched games this year were all for the Big Ten. The top 5 watch games were for the Big Ten. And everything else was then the SEC came in after that. So the most watched games this year were from the SEC. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, appreciate it. What's up? Huh? You wanna say what's up, Taman? Wanna say what's up, Taman? What, my, yeah, I'm gonna grab him.
What's
Yeah, I'm gonna
up?
grab him. So yeah, like the most watched games this year came out of the Big Ten, not from the SEC. So I don't understand how they could say the SEC was so dominant that everybody wanted to watch it, but instead it came from
Get your train.
the conference or a different conference, not the SEC. So yeah, that's the logic behind the bias. Like, that's what I don't get.
Okay, so sort of related to that, did you hear what Charlie Baker said today or said yesterday actually? So Charlie Baker, who is the NCAA's new president, came out with a letter to members basically asking for a new subdivision in Division One that will set its own rules for recruiting, transfer, roster size, yada yada yada. It's a opt-in scheme, but anybody who opts in has to commit to paying
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
$30
I meant to
into a
get to that.
trust fund for half of
The
their
name
students.
is what threw me off. So, I did see that and I was embarrassed because we've reached a point where we're saying, 'cause I forget the dude's name who said it, who posted it on Instagram, or I saw it on Instagram. I don't know what he posted it to. But we've reached a point to where they're calling the idea of paying players revolutionary. What?
Yep.
Revolutionary.
And so when you were mentioning the all the old white people on in the committee room who are just out of touch and don't really
Not
know what's
it. They
going
added a couple brothers this year. I mean, I don't know how long they've been in there, but it's a couple brothers on there
yeah,
now.
but still old and still out of
Yeah, no,
touch.
no doubt. No doubt.
It still applies.
Yeah, no,
But
I get
that's all this is. This is, first of all, it's something that NCAA should have done a long time ago.
it.
But they see the writing on the wall and they are trying to get ahead of it, which, I mean, kudos to somebody, upper management at NCAA for
Yeah.
finally
No,
having
I
the
get
balls to
it.
come out and say it, but
But they're capping it though. They can only make $120,000 in their collegiate career. I don't want to say only 120 grand is a lot,
oh no, nah,
but $120,000 is a lot.
this said no cap,
Oh, okay. But when I saw
no,
there was a $120,000 cap.
yeah, no.
So yeah,
So what I think
they
that
were
is
trying to get some structure.
that is the trust fund.
The trust,
So
yeah.
$30,000 into a trust each year
Oh, okay.
for
So the trust
half of
is
their students,
the trust is
and
different from
then
the
NIL
compensation.
money what comes directly from the school and no cap on NIL money.
Oh, okay. Well, then the rich are just gonna get richer because the
Yeah,
players
well,
can.
so I'm looking, so I did a little research earlier. Top 50 schools in revenue. Actually top 49. Kansas State was 49. They made $100 million
Yeah.
last year.
Well,
That's the bottom line.
you're gonna have to put a cap on it because if you do it where the school is paying the player, which I do feel like the school should pay it directly, but if you're doing it where the school should pay it directly, then you're gonna have to put a cap on it. 'Cause did you not just see Texas A&M just dropped a boatload of money to fire Jimbo Fisher? So, real quick, just so we can point this out, the SEC's most watched game, not including the SEC championship game. So the SEC championship game was 17.52 million viewers. That was behind Michigan, Ohio State's 19 million viewers. So not counting the SEC championship game, the most in which, you know, that was the only thing on, so everybody was watching the conference championship games. But not counting that, the most watched SEC game this year was Alabama Auburn, 9 million, and then Alabama LSU, 8 million. That is behind Colorado Oregon. That's behind Ohio State Notre Dame, Penn State Ohio State, Colorado State Colorado, LSU Florida State, Michigan Penn State. Then you got Alabama Auburn. So 10th, you got SEC game, but you know, everybody wants to see the SEC, which your viewers are showing you that they're willing to watch other people play football. So, you know, it's crazy the bias. But again, I get it. The SEC people are louder and they're more in
Oh,
your face about
yeah,
it.
no doubt.
So they take that as them being the only people who watch football. But I'll tell you, people watch football all throughout this country. So they definitely would have watched it if Alabama wasn't in the playoffs. It's not like they would have just been like, oh, we're not going to watch the
Oh,
playoffs
yeah.
this year. They would have watched it regardless. So,
Yeah, but you know, ESPN
I know
had to
they're
keep
pushing
the
the narrative.
SEC happy,
Paul,
had to, you know.
ESPN, Paul Feinbaum, they're all pushing the narrative. I get it. It makes
Oh
sense.
yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
so
yeah.
it's
But back to this proposal. The only thing that I don't know how I necessarily feel about it because honestly, I feel like the 50 biggest schools could just break away and do this on
Hold
their
on
own.
now. Hold on. Now you're also getting into my other point, my larger point, my favorite point. This is why we need to get rid of conferences. Let's get rid of everything. Let's just go to 30 teams, and they are a tier one team. Then the next 30 teams are tier two. Then the next 30 tier three. Then the next 30 tier four. And let's start relegating the bottom four. So let's go and let's adopt the full scale European soccer model, and let's start doing relegation. So the top 30 teams are in the top tier, and then they have a cap on how much they can pay their players. Then the next 30 have a different cap. So if you get relegated, you've got to drop your cap. If you get bumped up, your cap raises so you can pay more players. And let's do it like that, because then we can get rid of conferences. Then you just make a random schedule with all 30
I
teams,
love the idea.
and then you can have a 12-team playoff with the best 30, and then the bottom
You're putting
four.
too many people out of work, man. You're putting too many
How? What
people out
do
of
you mean?
work.
What do you mean?
Listen, conferences.
Why? What are they do? What do they
The
serve?
too
What
much.
do
Hey,
they
good
serve?
question. Because I mean, seriously, that's a very good question. It used to be conferences were regional collections
Right.
of
Doug,
schools for that for
you have
scheduling and.
Oregon in the Big Ten. You have UCLA in the Big Ten. You have Cal and Stanford in the ACC. You have SMU in the ACC.
But
What are we doing?
listen, listen, the Big Ten has to make however many hundreds of millions of dollars next year to distribute it properly to the schools. The schools can't be trusted to do that by themselves.
I mean, I don't understand. They want a committee for everything else. You telling me we can't put a committee together that regulates each tier and how and puts them in charge of what teams can spend and everything? NFL does it. NFL has a
Yeah.
salary cap.
Well, and
So
that's
the
what it's
model is
coming
there.
to. That's what's gonna be. That's what it's gonna end up being. Top level. I think it'll be a little more than 30 teams. Just because, you know, teams 31 through 50 are gonna bitch and moan about being left out.
No, but they wouldn't be left out because if they win, the top four teams get promoted and the bottom four teams get relegated. So if
I
you want
like
to
it in
complain,
theory.
if you want to complain, don't lose.
Too much money.
But the money will still be there. Just because they're a tier two, that doesn't mean the
No,
money's
no, no,
not
no.
there. It's still
Again, I understand that, but
They
you
can still, they can
are.
still, then you get even more money because now you have four different sets of playoffs. Now you have more
Yeah,
playoffs.
now and that is something that I think that they well, it's eventually gonna come when, this subdivision split or whatever happens.
Yeah. Was
There
there a
will
hundred?
be another tier of playoffs,
Yeah, there's a
where,
hundred and something teams in college
133,
football.
I think,
There you
this
go.
year
So
or something like
we
that.
can divide that up into four tiers. And you win, you stay in the top tier. You lose, you get relegated. That's as simple as that. Like, we can make it really simple. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. You know? I
Nah,
mean,
man.
that's just my spiel. But that would be the most entertaining for me. 'Cause you could you imagine how I feel like teams and fans would get more juiced up for
Involved,
their
interested because they
right.
actually have a chance to win.
Exactly. Yeah, because even
Man.
if they're not, so they're not, maybe they're not a tier one team, but they'd be in tier two and they'd be competing for a championship and they'd be getting promoted. So, or if you get demoted, all right, well, now I got to fight to get back promoted. So it's like, or am
Yeah,
I
but
going to
see
keep
that,
getting
and
relegated?
that's gonna be the sticking point. No, nobody who is in that top tier would ever think of even entertaining the possibility of moving down.
Well, I mean,
Just
those are
wouldn't
the
happen.
rules. Don't lose. So if you're telling
I
me, hold on,
but no,
you're telling me.
I'm saying they're never going to allow that setup in the first place.
But
Because
what's the
yeah,
point? So
if they
like
lose.
Arkansas. Arkansas is never making it to the college football player. They don't have a natural talent pool, and the natural talent pool they do have is Texas, but the
Who
Longhorns
is
and
now in
Oklahoma,
the SEC?
right? So now all the SEC schools can have that as a recruiting ground as well. And, it's other coaches who recruit nationally anyway. So your talent pool for Arkansas is shrinking every year. So you want to continue to be mediocre, and 500 is a good season for you. And, or you want to, do you want to be in the second tier and have a championship in that second tier division?
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't
but
know. It doesn't sound crazy to me.
I mean,
It doesn't sound crazy to me. As a fan, I like
I
South
think you're
Carolina.
missing the money though. I mean, as a fan, I love it, but I think you're missing the money.
You telling me William Bryce wouldn't sell out if South? Yeah, sure. Early adaptation, it would struggle. People be like, "Oh, I wish we were in the top tier." Blah blah blah. Yeah, you'll have that. But then, say like South Carolina, they're not competing for a national championship anytime soon. But if they are in that second tier, now they can compete. Now they're in that second tier's version of the playoff. You telling me William Bryce wouldn't sell out for a playoff game? Come on. Yeah, it's not the top tier, but if they're in that second tier, you telling me William Bryce isn't going to sell out? They're going to sell out. They're going to sell out every time.
Too many egos
So,
involved, brother. Too many egos
yeah,
involved.
initially it would be rough, but eventually it was too many egos switching to college football playoff in general. Everybody's like, "Oh, the BCS is no playoff is not worth it, da da da." And now everybody loves it. Now they're complaining that it's not enough teams. So you're telling me more football, more quality football? Because realistically, if you put teams matched up against people who are on their scale, it's going to be more competitive games. So it's going to be you're going to see more competitive football instead of blowouts. Like, I don't understand who wouldn't want that. That's crazy.
SEC, man, SEC.
Yeah, I mean, the top tier of the SEC would get into that upper echelon
Well,
tier.
I mean, yeah. The top tier of basically every, the top tier of the SEC, top tier of the Big Ten,
Right.
top of the Big 12, because, I mean, basically, those are the only ones who can afford to
Right.
do it.
Right. So that like basically the top 25 and then a couple teams outside of the top 25 will be in that top tier. And then you got your next set. And then, there are 13 teams who were 500 or worse. There's one 5-7 team that are going to a bowl game this year. 13 6-6 teams are going to a bowl game this year. And you're telling me that's good football? You're telling me that's better than a system where teams are 30 teams and then the best 12 of that 30 go to the playoffs? You're telling me that model isn't better? Come on, that's crazy. That's just we're letting ego beat logic in that
Yeah, I mean,
scenario.
I'm telling you, it's ego.
I
And
agree.
it's not, I mean, it's a payday. There are too many people who have their hands in the pie who
But I'm
get a
saying
slice for
you can
doing
still get
nothing.
you get more slices because you have more to pull from. You have more tiers to pull from of games. So you got sponsors in all tiers, different levels. That's how the players are getting paid. That's how the schools are getting paid. That's how your salary cap comes from your tier. So say what is it? Your top tier, man, you got a $300 million salary cap per team. Then your second tier, maybe you got 150 or 200 million. Then that third tier, maybe 80 or 90 million. And then that last tier, you got a 50 million salary cap paying your players. So then you're creating a better, I don't know, I feel like it's a better product. Because right now, what's going to end up happening is one, conference championship games are irrelevant now. So you might as well get rid of those. Because if I'm a team that's undefeated, like if I'm Georgia, right? Georgia went into the SEC championship banked up. If there's a 12-team playoff, why would they do it? Why would they play? Why would they play their starters in the SEC championship game? They have everything to lose and nothing to gain by playing in the SEC championship. They're already in the playoffs. Why not rest your players? So now you got teams resting players, and so the conference championship games are terrible. Then the regular season is going to be terrible because if I'm a team in a big conference like the new SEC or the new Big Ten, why am I scheduling a tough non-conference? Because I have a tough conference. So those games are going to be gone. So you're not going to see LSU, Florida, Texas, Alabama, you know what I'm saying, to start the season. You're not going to see that anymore. So those are going away. So you're taking away all the marquee matchups. You might as well at that point just get rid of conferences and just go to the best. I'm not saying you actually have to go to the tier schedule that I'm talking about. That's just me wanting something to be dope. But you're going to have to get rid of conferences anyway. The way the conferences are set up, you're going to have to get
Well,
rid
I
of them.
mean, yeah, that kind of ties back into Florida State and how bad they want out of the ACC. Again, this is a opt-in. I don't know that anybody is actually gonna go for it. Well, I think the Florida States, the Clemsons of the world are going to go for it, but
But I mean,
there's going to be
even if you go for
pushback
that,
from the Wake Forest and, the Boston Colleges,
even
who.
if you go to that though, you're still getting rid of the conferences. You're still doing exactly what I'm saying doing.
Well,
You're
yeah,
still
but
getting rid of the
exactly. That's
conferences.
what I was about to say. I think that this may, if this proposal goes through, I think this may actually be the crack that, breaks up the ACC.
Probably. I mean, the NCAA in general just need to be disbanded. They're corrupt.
Well,
They're garbage at things.
so that was, I guess, the funniest thing about the letter. So it basically old Charlie is begging conference, I mean conference, Congress to help
Yeah.
pass a law, and Congress has already told him you need to deal with
For now.
paying the players. Yeah.
For now.
But
Congress will be
another thing,
involved if they want to.
last thing I want, I don't think they are either. I don't think they need to. Like
Oh,
I
we're talking
heard
about need to? Then no.
DeSantis talking
Obviously
about
no. They don't
yeah.
need to. I didn't know what you were talking about what they need to do. Not, no, obviously
I
they don't
mean,
need to
well,
get involved.
but the interesting thing about this Title IX
Oh yeah, because they would have to give 30%
applies.
to the women.
So no, they have to pay equally.
Oh,
So
equally. Where did I get 30% from? My bad, all the women out there. I don't think y'all are 30% equitable. I think y'all are
Hey,
obviously equally.
the Lazy Dad show does not condone. But
Hold
no,
on. You probably finished that statement because now it sounds like we do condone women being treated less than. And I don't think that's
no,
the
no.
premise that we're trying to
So
get
that
across.
was my whole thing, my whole reason about bringing up Title IX to, speak to the female side of the equation.
Yes.
That is actually going to be, I think, a bigger determination as to who opts in and who doesn't.
Oh, yeah, because if they can
Because
afford to
so
pay their.
basically, I mean, you have to pay half
Yeah.
of your student athletes
Yeah.
this 30,000 per year plus NIL, plus scholarship or whatever. I mean, we're literally talking about a multi-million dollar funding package, yearly funding package for, I mean, big schools. You're talking about 300.
Oh, so it's all student athletes.
Well, half of all, what is it, half of all scholarship players, half of all, half of all scholarships that they offer in total.
So
At least
across all
half of
sports.
their
Okay.
athletes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
So,
that's
but again,
at least one thing won't change. Football will still be funding the school.
well, yeah, but that's just it.
Which is
So,
always a joke as to why people say players shouldn't be paid, even though the football program and the basketball programs, to an extent, at big basketball programs, are literally funding the other departments in the school, in the sports
well,
program.
and
But nobody
so
wants to
I
talk about
was,
that.
the South Carolina women, they're good.
They probably fund themselves.
That's what I'm saying. They do, but I'm thinking about some of these. I don't
Yeah.
want to say lesser,
Nah,
but
you're right.
well,
I
I
know what
mean,
you're saying.
lesser in stature programs. I just don't see, how they can afford the
Yeah,
put,
I agree. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I like
$120,000, so.
that's why I like if you have a the tier system that I'm talking about. Everything is in a pool like in the NFL does, and then it's distributed evenly based on the salary cap. Like that's the best way to do it. Like obviously the NFL is a little bit different because they make money, and then each team makes their own money and everything like that. But in this case, you can make it to where your TV deals are spread amongst the tiers evenly, the same way that conferences do, and then that goes into the overall salary cap. At least,
Hey man, I love it. I love
well,
the idea, but
there's some things that
you
could be worked.
asking Mississippi State to give up they what $70 million a year TV contract or whatever, their
They don't
portion of it is. It's
have to
not gonna
give it
happen.
all up. They don't have to give it
Not
all up. I'm
all.
saying, you know what I'm saying? They gonna get a cut. They gonna get a cut. But
Not
when
happening,
the tiers,
man. Not
when the
happening.
when the when the conferences break up anyway, because it's gonna happen,
Well, and
those
so
teams
I
are gonna
mean,
get
I
left
think
out
eventually
anyway.
that is the end game.
Right, they're gonna get left out anyway. They're gonna get left out anyway. So, like right now, UCLA next year when they go to the Big Ten, they're gonna have like 1,000 miles worth of travel for the football team. Not to mention all the other sports. I can't imagine like a basketball schedule with them having to come to the East Coast regularly on a Tuesday.
This is completely, well, not completely off basis. It's on the topic of school changing conferences. What do you think about SMU to the ACC
I mean, I
and
think it's
them
a grab
paying their
because
way for 7 years?
SMU paid their way for 7 years?
Yeah,
Or, oh, I didn't know that.
SMU, they agreed to forfeit distribution from the ACC
Well,
for 7 years.
it makes sense for them because if they can backdoor their way to an ACC championship game, they're in the playoff. So obviously it makes sense for them. So even if they don't get the revenue split from the TV deal, if they make it to the playoff, or if an ACC school makes it to the playoff, they get a cut of the college football playoff revenue. So it makes sense for them. They're going to make it back. They're going to make it back and then some, with the because an ACC school is going to make the CFP. Like, if Clemson gets back on track next year, Florida State should be more relevant. Like, they're going to make an SEC or in college football playoff, and an ACC team will. So that means there's going to be a revenue split amongst the ACC teams that make it. Plus, the ACC schools are going to make the tournament. And usually, an ACC school makes a deep run. Like every year, an ACC school makes it to the second weekend,
Oh,
and sometimes deeper.
nah, bro. I don't think you quite understand. They
But.
are foregoing all distributions from the conference
Yeah,
for the
I assume that
first
was
7
TV.
years.
I assume that was
No,
just TV revenue. Okay, now I don't get it.
everything.
Okay, now I don't get
So basically, SMU is funding Stanford and Cal joining the ACC.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get how that works for SMU then. Now I'm confused.
they got some deep-pocketed donors,
Well,
I guess.
yeah. I mean, it is Texas though.
Jeez.
It is
Yeah,
Texas.
I mean, I guess that oil money, but oof.
Yeah, I mean,
Hey man, when I saw
what
that,
they did to
I was
Jimbo?
shocked.
Did you see what they did to
Yeah,
Jimbo? So not only did they fire Jimbo and give him that ridiculous buyout, the game, his last game, Texas, the Texas A&M boosters presented the school with a $160 million check, basically giving him the money to fire him in the middle of him coaching a game at halftime. So, they got money and they don't care how they spend it.
they just do it different in Texas, man.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild, wild world down there. But yeah, man, I don't got nothing else, man. That was it. This is a nice little get back to. We'll probably have real topics and real organization next time.
Yeah, man. Nice talking to you, man.
Yeah,
We
man,
should
of
do this
course.
more often.
I know, right? Maybe we can get back on a regular schedule.
Hey man, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Hey, I'm back. I'm ready to go. Let's do
All right, but
it.
all right, yeah. So, yeah,
We don't
we
got
don't
an
know.
outro. We'll get back. Yeah,
Yeah,
we can't do the outro. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Like, you probably don't even know the outro no more. So
a
we'll
work
figure
in
it out.
progress, man. Work in
We're
progress,
basically
man.
starting over. Basically, A1 day one.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, man. Yo, this is Taman.
Tyrese.
We are the lazy dads. We got to get it together, man.
Yeah, we'll get
Y'all
there.
take it easy.
Peace.